Hey there, guys. It's Judy calling. I just went outside and got my mail and got a little church newsletter from a former church I used to attend. And in it was a message written by the new pastor, whose name is Pastor Peter Wood. And this says, starts with the scripture verse, Matthew 12:24. But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "It is only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out demons." Jesus here is in the middle of healing people and changing lives. The joy should be overwhelming. Yet here, the Pharisees, who should have known better, try to kill the joy by saying that Jesus does these things by Beelzebub, or the Lord of the Flies, or Satan. It's interesting for us here in New England to hear Satan called the Lord of the Flies as we are entering into mayfly season. Mayflies come at just the wrong time of year. And actually, they're June, July, and August flies, too. I've got to note that. Here at last, after a long winter, is spring. We want to have the joy of going out into the warmth and sun. We want to see and smell and feel the earth coming back to life. And here are swarms trying to drive us back indoors. The Christian life can seem like that. Just at the point where you start to experience the joy of life in Christ, Satan will come swarming in. What will happen won't kill you. It's just an annoyance, maybe an unkind remark or a circumstance that brings you back to earth, or a disappointment which, like a nagging bunch of flies, drives you indoors to cover up and hide, to rob you of your joy. What can we be done? We are told to resist the devil and he will flee from you. James 4:7. We know that the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world, 1 John 4:4. So the next time something happens that would rob you of your Christian joy, just remember who the Lord of the Flies is, and in Christ's name, tell Satan to buzz off. So, and a closing scripture, John 16:22. But I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. Well, you know, I think we all can very quickly identify the Pharisees that are around us, that are the naysayers, the ones that are telling you that you're crazy, the ones that are telling you that marriages don't really get healed these days. It's just a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Or perhaps you're just feeling these May June flies have just bugged you so much you've kind of become like a little turtle and you've tucked your head into your shell and you don't want to come out anymore and you just want someone to wake you up when this is all over. Well, I want to tell you there is joy to be had in every day that the Lord makes. And even though your circumstances may not be the best right now, there is joy to be received even today. Here in New Hampshire, it's raining and very dreary. But as I just think for a moment of all the blessings of God, I just really feel like I could burst. And, you know, if we keep our eyes and our heart focused on the things that are sad and confusing or things that hurt us, we are going to be pulled down. We shouldn't be surprised that we feel depressed. But if we keep our eyes and our hearts and our minds focused on God's goodness and his love and even some of the little blessings in your life, right? Like right now in New Hampshire, lilacs are in bloom, and that is my favorite flower. I just love them, and they smell just so wonderful. And one of the reasons I think I appreciate them so much is they're very fleeting. They are only in bloom for a couple of weeks at most, and then they're gone. So, you know, just try to even think about some of the little things you're grateful for. And, you know, there was a song way back when, you know, and all I can remember is, you know, you talks about someone being upset and feeling sad, and then it says to start counting your blessings one by one, and then it talks about, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings because there's just so many things to be thankful for. So before I run out of tape, I will sign off for now, but just know that you're loved, and just put those little flies or whatever it is that's bugging you, just flick them off in Jesus' name.